This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is Bimbo News, with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And we just recorded a doozy of an episode.
A doozy.
About the documentary American Nightmare. Is it the true story of Gone Girl, or did the cops truly fumble a woman's rights issue? What do you think? It's a pretty easy answer. So subscribe if you're interested. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-4-2069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our beautiful patrons this week?
We've got Tom Otto, Amy, spelled A-M-I-E, Sherry M, Eileen G, Carmel,
ooh.
J, Catherine, Charles A, and A-C-D.
A-C-D-C.
ACDC, welcome
to the team, guys. We're so excited to have you. Let's get into the news. This week in crazy, Melissa, what is going on?
Well, Panera Bread is at it again with their...
Making me want to try it more and more every time.
With their goddamn lemonade.
Oh, God.
A woman has sued Panera. She's an athlete who was rushed to the ER after drinking 2.5 servings of this Panera charge limit. So 2.5 cups
or
whatever. So that's
like 600 milligrams of caffeine or so, I think.
Something, yeah. So she's 28. She is an athlete. She had heart problems. Her name is Lauren Scarrett. From Rhode Island. She said that she suffered irregular heartbeat the day after consuming 2.5 servings of lemonade last year in April 8th of last year. And the doctors diagnosed her with atrial fibrillation.
Oh, interesting.
A heart condition that could lead to stroke and other complications. And since that time, she said she has recurrent episodes of rapid heartbeat that occur suddenly and without pattern. And she experiences tachycardia with shortness of breath, palpitations, brain fog, difficulty thinking and concentrating, body shakes, weakness. She said her and her husband have put off plans to have a child due to the fact that she will have a high-risk pregnancy and may have complications during the pregnancy.
Vaxxed?
Vaxxed?
Vaxxed? Just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, so she thought that the lemonade was just a regular lemonade, like electrolyte sports drink containing like a reasonable amount of caffeine. But yeah.
See, okay, here's the thing is she had a pre-existing condition.
Did she?
I thought you said that.
No.
That she had a heart condition.
Well, the doctors diagnosed her with atrial fibrillation. So I don't know if that a pre-existing condition or is that caused by the lemonade? It doesn't say pre-existing.
Oh.
Because she was having heart problems and the doctors, is that something that you can...
I don't know.
Get or not.
I thought she had a pre-existing condition that was exacerbated by the.
It doesn't say that. She said she had a regular heartbeat the day after consuming it.
This stuff sounds
problematic.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something that she was going to eventually have or something, and this just like exacerbated it or made it worse or something. But she said she was like an athlete before, had no heart problems or anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it seems like she didn't have any heart problems before.
Yeah.
Weird. Panera, weird. This stuff is scary.
Like, just get rid of the lemonade. It's just causing
so
many problems.
Yeah, it seems like there's no use at this point.
God, they're making
just
so much
money.
Just
take an L and get rid of it.
Yep. Well, speaking of taking a bite, a 10-year-old boy was attacked by a shark at Atlantis, the Bahamas resort.
Oh, I said they're actually having a sale at Costco Travel for the Bahamas.
Oh,
Atlantis.
I wonder why.
I saw it today. Oh, yeah, I wonder if it's anything to do with the shark attack.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
So they have this large tank where you can swim with the sharks. It's reef sharks and nurse sharks. There's a video of, like, they show people, like, swimming and interacting with them. And apparently, like, one took a bite out of a boy's leg.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And he's fine. He's in stable condition. But they showed a video of, like, this small-ass tank with all these sharks in it. And there's, like, 10 people in there hanging out with sharks. It seems crazy.
Even at resorts where they're like, swim with dolphins or do stuff, I'm like, let these animals be animals.
They're all angry animals. They don't want to be there. They're going to snap.
Yeah. They don't want humans all around them. Their animals are going to be animals, and then they act like animals, and then we think it's the animal's fault. It's like, no, just don't. I mean, the kid is a kid. He's not responsible.
Right.
His parents are responsible. But it's just, yeah, I mean, don't go swimming with sharks.
And especially
at some point, they're going to act like a shark.
Putting your 10-year-old kid in a tank with sharks just seems like I've been snorkeling where there are sharks around and you see sharks.
That's the ocean also,
like reef,
though, you know?
Reef sharks and whatever. They're like, you know, the smaller sharks, but like, you stay away from them. You don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, you mind your biz, and you
mind your biz.
These are like sharks that have to. They're like show animals.
Yeah.
That they're in a tank, and they have to be around humans all day long.
No.
They're probably hungry. They're not fed regularly. You know, it's shame on Atlantis. I will not be buying the Costco travel deal.
I've
no
been
matter
to Atlantis.
How good it is.
I've never stayed there, but I went there when I went on a cruise.
It looks crazy.
It is crazy. It's nuts.
It kind of looks like the hotel I stayed at in Mexico, the Hotel Xperet, where it's just like all fun inclusive, where there's just, I mean, there's no animal stuff you can do, but it's like a theme park.
That's
basically.
Yeah, that's basically
I
what
loved
Atlantis
it,
is.
But it's different.
Yeah. Speaking of the ocean.
Yes.
A man was arrested for smuggling cocaine and frozen shrimp.
How?
Well, he was flying back
in the duty van.
In a what?
The duty van.
Duty van.
You know how snakes? Snakes. You know how shrimps have that gross duty van?
Duty van
of its spine. That's duty.
I know.
You know
it's
that,
gross.
That's their duty. I hate it. Like, it's sometimes you're at, like, a Chinese restaurant, and you can still see the duty vein in the shrimp you're eating.
It's gross.
I hate it.
So this man, he had 40 pounds of cocaine packed with jumbo frozen shrimp at JFK Airport.
That's so 80s.
I know.
Like shrimp and coke.
Zachary Scott, he's 22, had two suitcases with shrimp and narcotics. Agents did a random check of his bags Friday. So he, like, that sucks because he, like, almost made it.
Well, it probably smelled like shit. His bag's probably full of shrimp. They're going to, like, we got to check this out.
He was flying from Guyana. That's got to be a long-ass flight.
They're going to de-thaw. Yeah, those are going to de-thaw, brother.
Yeah, he probably smelled like shrimp and everyone's like, yeah. Please check that guy's bag.
There's like a puddle under his bag of like de-thawing shrimp and coke.
It just smells so bad. So yeah, he got selected for random screening and they opened up the bag. There's some clothing in there, packages of jumbo shrimp wrapped in sealed plastic. And then they cut them open and it had tons of brick-shaped objects that contained a cocaine. It's funny, the picture is just like a garbage can with just a bunch of shrimp shells and like piles of cocaine. I mean, that's crazy. Because like, no one is flying with that amount of shrimp. Like, at least put something realistic in there.
Yeah, right.
I guess like for the smell, for dogs.
Oh, I guess that's what it was for the sniffing dogs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then also, like, when you snort the coke, it would have a fishy odor to it.
Oh, no, that would suck.
Yeah, because, like, that odor just, like, seeps into everything around it.
Ugh. So he told the officers he brought the drugs in. He was getting paid $5,000 to do it. That's it? Ugh.
Oh, this poor guy.
He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. That's
not
worth
it.
That is not. You got to charge way more if you're doing that.
Yeah, I was like going to be like $5 million. Like, that is not worth it.
No.
Well, speaking of airports, I saw this on Instagram, on Twitter. TSA, when you know those x-ray machines you like put your hands up and you spread your legs? Mm-hmm. Apparently, they can see cock and balls in the x-ray machine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they can see boobies and pussy but the outline of a penis and testicles in the x-ray machine.
Because
put a picture up.
No, I guess no, because you can see the bag scanner x-ray.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen the human. That's like on a little.
Well, that's because it's pornographic, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. You could see. They showed a picture on Twitter. Yeah. Or we'll maybe put it on our stories on Instagram. But
damn, that's a cool
job.
It's
like you can see. Yeah. I know. Now I get the allure of being a TSA agent.
You can just stand by it all day.
Just
long.
Compares. Compare sizes. Another huge technological advance that will be exciting for all of you pet lovers. An AI-powered caller will tell you what your dog's barks actually mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So who knows if this is actually
true like,
or not?
I'm hungry. I'm tired.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine.
There's someone outside.
I'd be afraid to be like, you're fat. Get off the couch.
I hate
Stop
you.
Napping.
I hate you.
I miss the pound. A South Korean tech company called Pet Pulse claims that its creation, a technologically advanced dog collar armed with artificial intelligence, is able to analyze the sounds made by dogs and translate them into signals that owners can understand.
Ooh.
The collar works by cross-referencing a dog's bark with a database of over 10,000 bark samples from over 50 breeds of dogs. Bark samples. And uses the information to gauge how the wearer is feeling based on different emotional states: happy, anxious, angry, sad, or relaxed.
Okay, interesting.
And then there's like an app that will tell you. It's kind of like, remember there was that woman on Oprah, I think we played it a while ago, who was doing the different baby sounds.
Oh,
yes. And she was like, this means your baby's hungry. This means your baby has gas or whatever. I guess it's similar to that.
Okay, I'm interested.
I thought, before I read this article, which was just now, I thought it would be like, your dog is saying hi.
Yeah.
Your dog is saying, how are you?
Like, how are you? I missed you.
Yeah. But I guess this is just...
I mean, you can't really...
Yeah.
Tell what a dog... And the cat collar would just be like, leave me alone. I hate you.
But also, I mean, my dogs don't really bark unless someone's at the door. It's not like they're barking...
Right, when they're tired.
Like, I can kind of gauge their barks. I don't really need this. Like, the happy bark is when we're going on a walk.
Right.
Like, anxious, like, territorial bark is when the postman's here.
Right. Like, or, like, if they got to pee or whatever, they bark, stand by the door, and they bark.
Yeah. Like, what's a relaxed bark?
Relaxed bark.
I don't know what that is. Anyways.
Huh.
I can be your AI caller. Invite me over and I'll be the AI caller for you for a day.
Sure.
So that is it for this week in crazy. What's going on in entertainment?
Well, Alec Baldwin.
I saw this.
Charged with involuntary manslaughter, unfortunately.
For this movie, Rust.
Yeah. This is his second charge. So he was indicted... by a New York grand jury for the shooting, accidental killing of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer on that movie Rust. And so the first involuntary manslaughter charge against him is negligent use of a firearm. And the second as involuntary manslaughter without due caution, which is detailed as an act committed with a total disregard or indifference to the safety of others. And both are fourth degree felonies. Yikes. But apparently last year, the involuntary manslaughter charges were dropped, with prosecutors saying they could not proceed under the current time constraints and on the facts and evidence turned over by law enforcement. So apparently there's new facts that came that they could charge him on. So assuming there's going to be a court case.
I don't know enough really about the case but I think he was a producer on the... So in that case, I do believe he is liable because he is in charge of... safety on set. Had he just been an actor on it, I don't think that the liability falls in his hands.
Yeah, I wonder.
But if he is in charge of like enforcing safety,
right?
You know, some liability does fall on him.
Because the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, also faces involuntary manslaughter charges.
Yeah.
And her trial is next month.
Yeah, it's really devastating.
It's so sad.
You should not use real firearms in a movie. There's no... especially not loaded. They should never be loaded because they were playing with them,
right?
I believe when they were
on
like
lunch,
off set,
they were playing with the guns. Like, just crazy. You can get a fake gun and fucking spray paint it. Like, they look real.
Yeah,
it's really crazy. There's no need for that.
Well, in lighter entertainment news, did you see the trailer for Jennifer Lopez's new Insanity?
I did not.
I don't even understand what's going on here. So it's some sort of weird, like, steampunk space, space odyssey,
what
movie that she is releasing. It's like it's a 2-minute trailer that she released for a short film. It's going to be accompanying her new album, This Is Me Now, A Love Story. And it's like a mixed media project, kind of like Beyonce's Lemonade. But this is J-Lo's film, This Is Me Now, A Love Story. And it's the craziest looking thing I've ever seen. I guess it was written by both she and Ben Affleck together.
Oh, boy.
She plays like a sex addict, and
there's an strange assortment of cameos, including Neil deGrasse Tyson, Sofia Vergara, Derek Hough.
It's she says it's the most personal thing she's ever done. It's going to come out on Amazon. It's there's a part where she's...
All these articles are like, we watched the trailer and we're trying to guess what it's about. Here's what we came up with.
I joked. I was like, this looks like it's in the same universe as The Cell. Do you remember that like horror movie that Jennifer Lopez did where she like would enter people's dreams? And it looks... It's crazy. It's like steampunk tech.
Yeah, the trailer itself is a disorienting amalgamation of science fiction visuals, melancholy romance tropes, and proclamations about Lopez's character maybe being a sex addict so that no one can figure out what it's about.
And it's a musical. And
Trevor Noah.
Cyberpunk.
Post Malone, Kiki Palmer.
It's you have to watch the trailer.
When does this come out?
Oh, God. What? Did it say April 16th? Oh. I think April 16th.
Oh.
No, wait, February 16th. February 16th. So soon.
Oh. What the hell is going on in Jennifer Lopez's This Is Me Now?
If you haven't watched it, you need to. It is like...
Wow.
It's like...
There's motorcycles in it?
The Matrix meets Love Actually meets like... I don't...
And is it directed by her?
I think so.
And Ben?
Listen... No, with director David Myers.
David Myers?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Who's worked on Harry Styles, Ariana Grande, BTS, Taylor Swift.
Music videos?
Yeah.
And this is a movie?
It's a short film.
Oh, it's a short film.
Yeah, it's like Beyonce's Lemonade, but Jennifer Lopez is doing it for her new album.
Oh, with her album. Okay, that's what you said. Right?
But it's insanity. You have to see it to believe it. We should do like a watch party. I don't know how long it is. It doesn't say. I don't know like what short film entails.
Right. It could be like 3 minutes or like 20.
I hope it's 3 hours because it looks like the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, tell us what you think about this trailer. Wow. And eventually the movie because it looks deranged. Another movie that I haven't heard of.
Oh, Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules is starring in a movie, a Lifetime movie called Tall, Dark, and Dangerous.
I thought it was a Lifetime movie on his life when I read that. But Ariana's also starring in a Lifetime movie or a Hallmark movie or something.
She is.
Wow.
Dueling Lifetime movies.
Oh, boy.
So it's the Lifetime movie. It's called Tall, Dark, and Dangerous. It's a romantic thriller.
Ew.
It's set to air February 8th, just 1 week after the Vanderpump season 11 premiere.
Wow.
Wow. So
he's already filmed it.
I guess so. Yeah. So it's stars Jamie Bernadette as Alice, a woman who meets her perfect match on a dating app. That is, until she realizes he secretly stole his roommate's identity to insert himself into her life. The roommate being Tom Sandoval.
I feel like we could write Lifetime movies.
Absolutely.
How do you get into that biz? Like, right? They probably have a staff that writes the movies. I don't think you pitch to Lifetime. They probably have like an on-set. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess you already shot.
I don't need it. Gross. I don't need it.
No. Did Ariana's movie come out?
I don't think so. I feel like we'd know. I feel like it'd be stuffed down our throats if it had come out. We'd know. She plays like a cop or something.
Right. There was a trailer for it that looked bad. Speaking of Vanderpump, have you seen the reality spinoff called The Valley?
I have not.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, because Jax and Kristen. It's also deranged. Jax and Kristen are my two least favorite people of all time, and like I don't want to applaud dangerous, like mentally ill people being on television.
It's deranged. It's
what are they doing?
It's Jax and Brittany, who Jax was kicked off Vanderpump a few years ago.
Yeah,
this says it will send her on a tight friend group of five couples who are aiming to leave their partying days behind them. Boring.
I heard like some quote that Jax is like, I guess I'm gonna try adulting, and everyone's like, you're 45.
Yeah, you're fucking almost 50, dude. Like,
I just like, it's not fun for me. I mean, I'll probably end up watching it, who knows, but I'm like, this is sad. Yeah. I don't want to give you money for being a fuck up. I don't know.
It's a bunch of people that we don't know, and like they have kids, but Kristen doesn't have a kid. Is she married? She has a boyfriend.
I don't know. She's deranged too.
Yeah, whatever.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
One thing I will throw my money at, I saw this on Twitter. There is apparently a porn writer named Penicio Del Toro.
Hell yes.
And he's nominated at the AVN Awards for Best Screenplay.
Penicio Del Toro. Wow. That's a great name.
I know. I bet there's so many of those in the porn industry just funny
absolutely.
Puns.
Absolutely.
We should look that up, like funny puns in the porn industry.
There's gotta be so many.
That would be a funny like Patreon episode, or maybe just like a list. That might just be a listicle.
That's a list.
And then from Panicio to Hung. This is kind of sad. William Hung of American Idol. Do you remember he got super famous for how bad he was?
Oh, yes.
He, I guess, it was, what is was in that recovery. Song? Oh, she is she it she bangs?
She bangs.
Oh, that no. was it, right? Or do I feel yeah, like no, that's it's like either bangs. Ricky Martin or William Hung?
No. That's She Bangs from like 2004.
Yeah. He was really bad, but he achieved fame from how bad he was.
Yeah.
And I guess he's in recovery for a gambling addiction. So best of luck to you.
He's 41. William Hung. God, that was so long ago. That was almost 20 years ago.
He must have been so young when he was on American Idol.
Yeah, like 20 or something.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And then this I never knew about. So Ian Somerhalder
from Lost.
Yes, and from Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
He is married to Nikki Reed. She was in Twilight. She played a vampire in Twilight. She wrote and was in 13. Remember that movie with Evan Rachel Wood where they were like 13 and they like did drugs and all that crazy stuff?
Oh, yes.
It came out like in 2003.
Right.
So they're married.
Oh.
And I guess like I didn't know this, but okay, so I saw this tweet and it was a picture of like Ian Somerhalder and Nikki Reed like kissing. And then someone on top wrote, "Every time I see them, I just remember that he tried to force Nikki to get pregnant by destroying her birth control pills, recording her having a breakdown about it, and then made fun of it in an interview where she was present."
What?
Yeah.
Made fun of her? Record? What? There's so many horrible
elements
things
to that. Yeah. So, after their story about how Ian Somerhalder threw out his wife Nikki Reed's birth control caused a controversy online, the couple issued an apology on their respective Twitter accounts to anyone who has been affected by reproductive coercion. We are deeply sorry. The
reproductive coercion? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I guess this is from 2017.
Oh,
and
God.
I guess they talked about it on a pregnancy podcast.
What?
Reed revealed Somerhalder threw away her birth control pills after the couple decided to have children. Like, she wasn't sure if she wanted children, and he did, and he threw away her birth control pills.
What?
Or, like, popped them all out or something.
What? That's not a funny story.
Yeah, he said, "We decided that we wanted to have children together and it was just time. But unbeknownst to poor Nikki, she didn't realize that I was going into her purse and taking out her birth control. By the way, it was the beginning of the pack, so I had to pop all those suckers out."
What? Why would he? Weird.
So I guess like she probably didn't have like the days labeled or something on her birth control and he was just like popping them out so she wasn't taking them correctly so she would get pregnant.
Oh, like thinking that she had already taken them or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. And he like, and so she's, they have kids now. And I guess they told that story in 2017 as like a joke. I never heard about it I heard about it and forgot or didn't care because I didn't really know who they were. And then I saw that tweet and I was like, oh my God, you never hear about that. It's not like when I hear about either of them, you talk about.
That's so bizarre.
But I guess it's because she didn't really care or something. I don't know.
It's weird.
Their marriage. Whatever works for them. They seem happy, I guess. But
that's so strange.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I mean, that's coercion. That's not okay.
That's not okay.
That should be a crime.
That should be a crime.
Not, maybe it is. I don't know. But
speaking of
True Crime Corner.
Speaking of crime. So I saw the story. The headline is "Entire Town's Newspaper Stolen on Day It Runs Story About Rape at Police Chief's Home."
Oh, my God.
So this town had its newspapers, hundreds of copies of newspapers in Ouray, Colorado, were stolen from around the town this week. Coincidentally, the day that the paper published a story about an alleged rape at the police chief's house.
Jesus Christ.
So someone stole the newspapers. So it's pretty clear someone didn't want the community to read the news that week. The front page headline on the January 18th edition read, "Girl, rapes occurred at chief's house." And it's about allegations of a 17-year-old girl who says she was repeatedly raped while at a party with a police chief's stepson and two other individuals in May 2023. And the teenager told investigators that Ouray police chief Jeff Wood and his family were upstairs asleep at the time, and that she'd screamed and fought back, but no one heard her.
God, man.
Yeah.
That's so fucked. Wow, I wonder how they all disappeared.
Weird. Yeah, it's like a small town. I mean, that just makes it like even worse, because you're like, well, what are you trying to cover up?
Yeah, it makes it more obvious. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Stupid. Cops,
an old newspaper caper.
Yeah. God. Well, in television, I mean, going into that.
Oh, yeah.
American Nightmare. Another docuseries having to do with cops. So if you're looking for something to watch, that's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did our True Crime Patreon episode about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, are you watching True Detective Night Country?
Yes, I watched the first episode.
Second episode's tonight.
Ooh.
I finally realized it comes out on Sundays, because I was like, when is the second episode? Like, this is crazy. But yeah, it's really good. I've never watched any of the True Detectives before.
So you got to watch time. Season one was incredible.
Okay, so I've started watching season one yesterday because I was like, I should watch the other ones. And I'm not really paying attention. So I'm halfway through it. And I'm like, I'm not loving it. And I think it's because I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, it's good. It won a lot of awards.
I know. It's obviously good, and I know it's my problem.
And then there's two more seasons, season two and season three. Apparently season two was a no bueno.
I heard two is a flop.
And then season three, I guess, is not great, a little better, but still not great. And so I guess they fired the showrunner, and this is a whole new person doing season four. So far, so good. I like it.
Because I like that it seems more supernatural.
Yes, it does.
Because my boyfriend was like, oh, they all kind of have to do with supernatural crimes.
Yeah.
And so I went into season one being like, okay, it's going to be super supernatural.
Well, yeah, maybe
not
so much supernatural, sort of.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. It just had, maybe at the end, it kind of wraps it up. But I'm in the middle chunk where it's not really having to do with the crime.
Maybe, did he watch two and three?
I don't think so. I think he just... Ow, I hurt myself. Sorry. I think...
Ow, I hurt myself.
I don't think he did. So, but yeah. I'm loving this one so far. It's only one episode, and I
big
really
fan
like
of,
it. Interesting premise.
It's great. It's great.
Yes.
I like that. The actress in it.
Yeah.
That you've never seen before. She has the two piercings.
Yeah. I think they call those Marilyn Monroe piercings.
Oh, I guess she's a new... She's great.
Yeah, I like her too. Yeah. Also, I've been rewatching Umbrella Academy, which I've watched before, but I love that show.
Oh.
Yeah, with Elliot Page and...
never seen it.
I don't know if there's any other names in it, but I really, really like it. Movies, I'm excited to hear this review.
Oh, well, I saw The Beekeeper.
How was it?
Oh, baby. Well, you know, it's bad, but also good. It's one of those...
Yeah,
it's
one of
those movies where I was entertained the entire time, but I was mostly bewildered at a lot of the choices. It's Jason Statham, isn't it?
Yes,
and it felt like I got Lifetime movie vibes, but also it feels like a Lifetime movie that. At the last minute, they're like, yo, we got Jason Statham. He said he's going to do it. And then someone just, you know, gave us a couple $1 million for like these special effects and stuff.
That's really funny.
And the acting in it is just...
Tell everyone the premise atrocious. In case they don't know.
So Jason Statham is getting revenge on this person that he knows was taken advantage of. She got scammed by fraudsters. And something horrible happened, and he's exacting revenge, and he's part of this thing called the Beekeepers. That is like it's so stupid. It's so stupid, but it's, I had a great time watching it.
I heard someone tweeted like, it's the Beekeepers, like January 6th, John Wick.
Yes. Yeah, because there's a character in it who, like, halfway through the movie, I'm like, oh, are they trying to make this like a Hunter Biden God. Character? It's so cheesy, but it's...
Yeah,
I don't know that I can recommend it.
I'll see it when it's streaming.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
I'll wait for streaming.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What about books?
Okay, I read this book that is so good. It's Ooh. By T. Keira Madden,
okay,
who is the niece of Steve Madden.
Oh.
And she is also the niece of Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, that is so weird. I literally was talking about this last night.
What?
Because we walked past Steve Madden.
Oh.
And my boyfriend was like, oh, is Steve Madden the Wolf of Wall Street one? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And even now, weird. I guess this is maybe what he was talking about.
Yeah, because I had no idea. I just saw this, but people are giving it great reviews. She grew up in Boca Raton, Florida.
Ooh.
Boca. I think her dad's brother is Steve Madden, but her dad... she had a single mom because her dad had another family. Like, when she was born, she's half Chinese and Hawaiian, I believe. She's also queer, and it's about growing up like in the 90s, and it's...
Oh, interesting.
Great references. She did work at Steve Madden. She like worked as a greeter in the store. It was like her first job.
Oh my God. That's funny.
It's really good.
It's started reading/listening to
Ooh.
A book called The Tools. It's by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels.
Stutz.
Yeah, it's there was a documentary about him. He has he was Jonah Hill's therapist, or is, I don't know who, you know, Jonah, whatever, but he is a good... I didn't love the fact that he did a documentary, but I do love his book and his view on therapy, because his view is that sometimes therapy can just ruminate on talking and mm-hmm. dissecting your past and talking a lot about the why instead of what should I do about it, and
right.
being in the present and saying like, okay, well then how do I fix this in the now? And how do I actually change the behavior? Like, it doesn't help. It helps to understand the behavior, but mm-hmm. understanding the behavior can only do so much. You actually have to know how to change it. So his book, The Tools, gives kind of like action plans and tools to change your behavior in like given circumstances. So nice. I haven't finished it yet, but it's a pretty interesting book so far. I like it. If you're into self-help therapy kind of stuff,
if you're into like just being a better person.
Yeah. If you're into that kind of thing.
Nice.
Heroes of the week.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise. One of them is a dog. So this dog helped save her owner after he fell into a frozen lake.
Oh my gosh.
A Michigan man fell through a frozen lake 11:45 a.m. And then the officers, a witness called emergency services. The police came. His dog was next to him, but beside him on the ice. And they tried to get him out using a rescue disc.
Oh,
whatever
that
is. The dog attached the disc to her collar and ran to the owner to pass it on to the the owner. And so she, it was like, I guess it was like a thing that they could pull her out of the thing. But yeah, the dog was helped bring the stuff over.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah,
good dogs pup. Are the best.
Good dog.
Other hero of the week. This TikToker ate nothing but Costco hot dogs for a week straight, and he lost 4 pounds and saved a lot of money. It honestly makes sense if you're only eating if you're eating like 3 hot dogs a day and like that's it, like you're gonna lose weight.
Right.
So
was it 3 hot dogs a day? He ate 29 hot dogs over a 7-day time span. So that's like, what, 4 hot dogs a day?
I ate nothing but the Costco hot dog meal for a week straight to see if $1.50 for a glizzy and a drink for 7 days. So was it worth it? let's see. He spent $43.50 on food for the entire 7-day experiment. That's crazy.
$43?
For a week.
For a week.
On food.
Wow.
I spend that on like a meal.
Yeah.
He lost 4.2 pounds. I don't really know exactly. I mean, I think that's like 3-4 hot dogs a day or something like that.
Yeah, it says 29.
Wait, 43
hot dogs. So that's about
29 hot dogs.
That's about 4 a day.
Wow. So if you guys are looking for a diet and to lose money, I mean to save money. If you want to lose some money, if you want to save money and lose weight, this seems like the way to do it.
The weekly food budget of a millennial is $164. Damn. Dang.
I wish that was my weekly food budget. I need to spend less on food. My God. All right, guys. So that is our episode for this week. If you have any news you would like to talk about or comment on anything from today, please call into our mailbag episode or join our Patreon and join our Discord and comment there. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.